following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hello everyone, this is Fausto Fluker, Refuge Daily, Huntington Beach, California, a greeting all the way from Phoenix Plaza, and this is in next to Medford, Oregon. I'm visiting my son, and I'm just excited to be able to send you a greeting, especially in this season of the year, Christmas. I would like to show you a Christmas tree that it has taken me a long time to find because I had to fly all the way from California to here. And Christmas is a season of love and forgiveness, and a message that really we have to proclaim with all of our hearts. Has to do with the story of Christmas. Jesus is the reason for the season. It's not just a holiday, even though it is celebrated worldwide. The interesting thing about this is that there's a mixed message goes around, because we bring Santa Claus, we think the ornaments, holidays, we don't go to work, we go traveling, visiting family members, and so forth and so on. But Christmas is all about Jesus. Not just family and gifts and dinners and parties and gatherings, but it's about Jesus. It's about the nativity. It's about the incarnation of God becoming a man and coming into this world. Why? Because we all are sinners in need of repentance. The Bible says that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. And that's why, for God, who loved the world so much, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever will believe in him will not perish but have everlasting life. So that's the message of the gospel. That's the understanding of Christmas. When we understand Christmas, then we understand Christianity. And Christianity happens because of the message of the gospel, the love of God, demonstrated by sending his Son Jesus Christ to die for us. You see, when you talk about light and darkness, when you talk about lights illuminating, beautifying ambience, we have to think that in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2, it tells us that light came into those people that were in darkness. These people that were in darkness saw the great light. And that great light is the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus came to overcome evil. When we talk about darkness, the obscurity of this world, we realize that to be in darkness means to be in ignorance of something. It's the lack of information, the lack of knowledge. Many people are in darkness. They're in the dark because they don't know what's going on. They don't understand what's going on. And many times it's because they don't know Christ. They don't understand the meaning of Christmas because they don't know God, nor do they want to know him. So also being in darkness means to also not wanting to know the truth, but rather rejecting the very message that will set us free. Light will come into this world. Light will come into our very lives and dissipate darkness, make it disappear. For you, for me, for anyone here to understand. That's why we celebrate Christmas. It's not just a festivity. It is a secular acknowledged holiday, but it's also a sacred moment to celebrate the birth of the Son Jesus Christ, who came to be born in a manger, a king that came as a baby and brought many people to just being perplexed. Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Nathaniel asked the question. Nazareth, the son of a carpenter. Mary, young girl, God's favor was in her. She was conceived by the Holy Spirit coming upon her. She was fearful. She was confused. What kind of a salutation is that the angel gave her by saying, "Blessed are you among everyone, God's favor." She says, "What?" And the angel says, "Do not fear, Mary." And today you and I are being given the opportunity to hear a message. Don't fear. fear not. The angels appeared to the shepherds in the shepherd field and told him, today there's a good news of great joy. Today a king is born in a manger in Bethlehem. And they went and ran over there and they saw and they experienced something that the shepherd said, everybody needs to know. Everybody needs to know. A king was born. Back in the book of Isaiah tells us, and in Matthew, citing it, his name shall be Emmanuel, God with us. That's the message of Christmas. God incarnated into this world in a human being, in a human form. John the Apostle says, and we behold his glory, full of grace and truth. The glory of the begotten of the Father, Jesus Christ. And that's what Christmas gives us the message of understanding. So today, standing here next to these beautiful Christmas lights, at this wonderful weather here, there's been a big storm. There's been a lot of rain here in Oregon. There's the time being tell us that it's going to rain more in the next few days. But in the meantime, you know, let it rain with blessings and showers of blessing in all of your hearts. All the way, you know, we just went to get a bite to eat, and the young people that were serving us in the restaurant, they are from Huntington Beach, and they were brought to this part of America, beautiful area of Oregon, when she was 5 and when he was about 11 or 12 years old, and now they're in their 20s, and they just recently went and visited Huntington Beach. They say, oh, we love Huntington Beach. Hooray, hooray, a shout out to Calvary Chapel, Huntington Beach, Refuge Family. I love you, les amo en el amor del Señor. Feliz Navidad, Refuge Daily, for you and for everyone to know. Everybody at to know, everybody at to know, everybody at to know who Jesus is. He's the reason of the season. Merry Christmas, everybody. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel, Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day.